First John chapter 5, 1 John 5:13 is what we're looking at this evening. And at Heartland Baptist Church, we've been going, it really wasn't my intentions to be a series, and it really isn't a series, I don't think. But we've been taking just very sacred hymns that we all know very well and building messages somewhat around them. Not 2 weeks ago. So 2 weeks ago, we looked at the wonderful, amazing grace of God. Last Sunday, we looked at the joy of the Lord. And I didn't make them sing, "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart," but I should have. That's a good one, right? And what we've been doing is, one thing I do at the beginning of the week is I'll give folks an opportunity to make song requests for the coming Sunday. And one of the requests that came in, this came in, I guess, last Sunday, right after our last Sunday's morning worship service. One of our new attendees, visitors, have been. She requested Blessed Assurance. And certainly that is a wonderful song that's full of biblical truth. And many of the folks that we have, certainly many of the new folks that we have attending, they may or may not understand the biblical truths that we find in the song Amazing Grace, that we find in the fact that we have the joy of the Lord in our heart regardless of the circumstances that we're in. And certainly this one, Blessed Assurance, it's amazing to me how many folks live their life and maybe are faithful attending a worship service of some type, but they never enjoy the assurance that truly comes by putting their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. There's a lot of folks, when you ask them, "Well, where is your eternal destiny?" Or, "Are you saved?" Or, "Are you going to heaven when you die?" What do they say? "I hope so." And that's a different kind of hope than what we read about in God's Word. We don't have to say, "I hope so." Because John tells us in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, it says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." Amen. That's us, right? I pray that's each and every one of you. "That ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." Where does our assurance come from? It comes from this. Not just this verse, but many verses that encourage and strengthen our faith. But it says that you may what? Know. That you can know. I believe that means you can know today whether you're a child of God. You can know today where your eternity will be spent. Let's go to the Lord once again in prayer. Our most kind and gracious and loving Heavenly Father, again we come to you just to thank you so much for your presence today. Thank you so much for the love that you have shown us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. And thank you for the peace that comes from the assurance that you have given to us in your word. Again, we just ask that you bless the reading of your word this evening. Bless the service today. It's my prayer that we each and every one know you as our Savior. But if not, I pray your Holy Spirit continues to work in the hearts and the lives of your people and each and every one that's here. And if there's someone that doesn't know you, I pray they come to a saving knowledge of you even before this service is over today. Again, we thank you so much for the love that you displayed to us on the cross of Calvary. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. And amen. This song, Blessed Assurance, is ingrained into the message quite a bit this evening. Would it be all right if we sang that? 393. I was going to make you sing it without music, but she's going to play it. And I think that's going to work out better.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior and happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. All right, isn't that filled with just wonderful truths that we can put our faith and our trust in and stand on the promises that He has given us? If you look at songs that deal with assurance, there's so many songs, and one that comes to mind is "How Firm a Foundation." That comes to my mind. What foundation are you building on this evening? In a world filled with uncertainty, and we certainly live in a world filled with uncertainty, don't we? We have no idea what's coming around the corner tomorrow or even tonight or next week or next year. We have plans, and I'm sure we all have plans for tomorrow. But life is filled with uncertainty, and people long for assurance, don't they? We all really long for assurance. We want some guarantees. Many times we make purchases based on a guarantee. And we'll look at the warranty and things like that. It says, well, you know, this isn't a very good warranty. When we buy a vehicle, we think, I just don't know if it's going to last. Well, I can guarantee you it won't last for eternity, for sure. And really, when you think of a guarantee or you think of a warranty, it's only as good as the one backing it. It's only as good as the business that's issuing it. If they go out of business, then their warranty is no good. I could sell you an item and it says, I guarantee this to work, but if I don't live till tomorrow, then you can't come back and collect from me anyway because I'm gone. But we have guarantees and we have assurances in the Word of God that are eternal, that last regardless of the situations we find ourselves in. We seek assurance in our health. We seek assurance in finances. If we make an investment, we want to be sure we're going to get a return. But in the stock market, I don't have any money, so I don't put any money in the stock market. But there's no guarantees, are they? We can't find a guarantee in health or finances or the future. Yet all of these can change in a moment. We've all witnessed that things can change just in the blink of an eye. But the good news, we have a wonderful gospel. We have good news in the gospel that God offers to us. And He offers us a deeper assurance than anything this world can lay before us. An unshakable confidence. We don't have to live in fear today. We can live in ultimate confidence, not rooted in the circumstances that are taking place around us, but in God's promises that He made to you. I think it's always important that we realize that the Word of God was written to us. This Word of God was written to me. A promise that was made to me personally. But it was also made to you personally. The hymn that we just sang, Blessed Assurance, I think it does capture this truth greater than almost anything that we can sing. It says, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is what? Is mine. Jesus is mine. We have a personal relationship with the Creator. We have a personal relationship with the one who died on the cross for us. It says, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. That's the future. A foretaste of glory divine. We're just getting a glimpse of what God has done and is going to do for you. That assurance that comes, that peace that comes, is a wonderful confidence builder. That assurance that comes, this assurance is not wishful thinking. As I mentioned earlier, if you ask most of the folks that's wandering around in this world, they said, well, are you going to heaven when you die? I said, well, I sure hope so. Sometimes, well, they'll say, well, we won't know until we stand before Peter at the pearly gates. Well, Peter's not standing at the pearly gates. He's just like the rest of us. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Peter's worshiping the Lord around His wonderful throne. This assurance is not wishful thinking, but it's the confidence and knowledge that through faith in Jesus Christ. Well, how can we have this confidence? It's because of the faith we put in Jesus Christ. We belong to God and have the promise of eternal life. We have the guarantee of eternal life. We have the blessed assurance, and that comes through Jesus Christ. The hymn that we just sung, again, it begins with the powerful declaration that Jesus is mine. If the world can't say that Jesus Christ is theirs, then they don't have the peace. They don't have that assurance. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Our assurance is not found in our own goodness. Aren't you thankful for that? Brother Tom, he would be in trouble. You know, I don't... He was going on a rant when he come in into the church house just a little while ago. The Missouri DOT has messed up all the roads, he said. It's not based on our goodness. It's not based on our achievements or even our religious efforts. You know, it's faithfulness is important. Faithfulness to God's house is of utmost importance. But faithfulness to this church will not get you into heaven. Faithfulness to church doesn't bring you that assurance that only comes from knowing Christ as your personal Savior will bring. This assurance is found in what Jesus Christ has done for us. When we trust Him as Savior and Lord, we become a child of God. John chapter 10 and verse 28 says this, and I give unto them what? Eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Aren't you thankful that as a child of God, when you put your faith and trust in Him, you are placed into the hand of the Almighty? Not only are you in the hand of the Savior, you're in the hand of Christ. He says that I'm in the hands of the Father. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. Our assurance is not found in what we've done, but our assurance is found in what Jesus Christ has already done for us. What a promise it is. The believer's security rests in the strength of Christ's grip, not in yours. It's like the song hold to God's unchanging hand. Well, that song's not really true, because I'm not holding on to God's hand. He's holding on to me, and I am in His grip. When doubts arise, it's always important that we remember that salvation is based on what Christ has already done. It's not on how you feel, because feelings may fluctuate. Do you feel the same every day, Richard? No, some days we wake up feeling all right. Say, I think this is going to be a good day. Then you get out of bed and say, no, not today. Our salvation isn't based on our feelings. Our salvation is based on the promises that God has given us. And the promise that remains constant. God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. This hymn that we sang, Blessed Assurance, speaks of a foretaste of glory divine. As believers, we've not only been forgiven of the past, and I'm thankful that my past sins are forgiven, but we receive strength for today as well. I'm thankful that my sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. When He forgave me of my sins, He forgave me of all of my sins. And they're all covered by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. It says, for our light affliction, this is Paul writing, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. And whatever our affliction, do you have afflictions? We all have some type of affliction. And we all have trials and tribulations and troubles that come in our life. Paul describes them as light. In comparison, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. What's Paul saying? It's not going to last forever. It's just for a moment. When life becomes difficult, let the surety of heaven strengthen your heart. Trials are temporary. Salvation is eternal. Promises are eternal. Paul, or the writer of this hymn, goes on to say, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior, what? All the day long. Have you thought about what your story is? I think it's important that you know your story. I was sharing with our folks just this morning. There's a missionary that actually will be fairly close to here in a week or 2 weeks, I guess. He's coming in for the World Cup. I guess he may be in Kansas City. He's from Atlanta. His name's David Harden. He does the Bible Outreach Project is the name of his ministry. But he goes throughout all over the world, wherever the Olympics are, he'll visit both summer and winter Olympics, all the major sporting events in the U.S., the World Series, the Super Bowl, things like that. Passing out John and Romans primarily is what they do. And they're witnessing to folks. They take hundreds of people with them. Well, they're going to be in Kansas City the week of the ABA. So not this week, next week, starting on Thursday. And passing out John and Romans. But what David Harden always wants you to do, if you're going to go on a mission trip with him, he wants you to sit down and write your story. Write out your testimony. Write out how you came to know Christ as your personal Savior. And I think there's a lot of things that helps you to do. One, it helps you to know what your story is. And it helps you to be able to tell someone else what your story is. It says, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. What is your story? Does your story involve coming to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? Do you know at some point in your life you felt the convicting power of the Holy Spirit? And you answered that call to salvation. Then it says, this is my song. Assurance produces joy. Assurance produces worship. What is your song? Is there a song in your heart? I pray that there is a song in your heart. And we all like music. Well, most people like music. But what song is in your heart? Tonya's dad, he has Alzheimer's now. And I don't guess he does it anymore. But he used to go around and whistle all the time. But why? Because there was a song in his heart. Yeah. Is there a song in your heart? Yes. What is your story? What is your song? Are you praising your Savior? This song says how often? All the day long. It kind of reminds me of All the Live Long Day, but it's worded a little bit different. And sometimes we praise Him on Sunday, but what are you going to do tomorrow? Do you have a song for Monday? Are you going to praise Him all the day long? A believer who understands God's assurance can't help but worship. We should all be here to worship. Gratitude replaces fear. And praise overcomes anxiety. It seems as though the society that we survive in today is filled with fear and filled with anxiety. Why is that? Because they don't have the assurance you have. They don't have the peace that you have. We possess a peace that passes all understanding if you know Christ as your personal Savior. When we realize how much God has done for us, do you realize how much God's done for you? When we realize how much God has done for us, worship becomes more than just a Sunday morning activity. It becomes a way of life. Our Christian walk, our relationship with God, is an all-day, everyday thing. Share your story. Tell others what God has done in your life. You say, well, I'm no biblical scholar. I can't quote scriptures or rattle off long passages of scriptures, but you can tell others what Jesus Christ has done for you. You can tell others what the blessing has come in your life as a result of knowing the Lord as your Savior. Your testimony may encourage someone who's struggling with doubt or discouragement. This is my story. This is my song. People are watching you. People are reading your story as you live your life. They're listening to your song as you go throughout your day. This assurance also leads to a trustful surrender. We are to surrender to the Lord. Another verse of Scripture in Blessed Assurance says, perfect submission, all is at rest. Where do we find this rest? In Jesus Christ. Rest is found when we let Him take control. Rest is found when we let Him take over. Assurance doesn't make us careless. It makes us confident enough to surrender completely to God. We can trust Him with our future because we know He is faithful. Remember, He never changes. His ways are eternal. He loves us. And He takes care of us. Perfect submission. All is at rest. Are you still trying to figure it out how to do it yourself? Or have you finally learned that, well, I need to surrender. I need to submit to what God's will is for my life. This blessed assurance comes from this submission. This rest comes from this submission. The peace that comes through a relationship in Jesus Christ comes from knowing where your eternity is going to be spent and submitting to God and allowing Him to take control of your life. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And do what? Lean not into thine own understanding. It's when you think you've got it all figured out, that's when you run into problems. That's when things start going south. True peace comes when we place our lives in God's hand. Amen. Assurance comes when we place our lives in God's hands. We need to ask ourselves, is there any area of my life, any area of your life that you're holding back from God? Many times we have the idea, it says, well, I'll do this. I'll be there on Sunday mornings. Even when I show up at church, I don't mind to do, here's a list of things that I'm going to do. But you may carry around another list, say, well, no, but these are the things I'm not going to do. But that might be exactly what God has called you to, the service that the Lord needs you to be in. We need to surrender our will to the Lord. Ask ourselves, are we holding anything back from God? Assurance grows as we learn to trust Him. And that's a learning process, isn't it? We don't automatically, the moment we trust Christ as our personal Savior, get up from this altar and have the assurance that we have as a mature child of God, because we have to learn to rely on God. We have to learn to trust in God. I believe our faith grows each and every day if we allow it to. But are you surrendering? Are you allowing this assurance to grow as you learn more about Him? God's blessed assurance is one of the greatest gifts of the Lord that He has given us, because it brings us peace. This blessed assurance tells us that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It tells us that we belong to God. This blessed assurance tells us that we have eternal life. Nowhere in Scriptures is salvation explained any other way than eternally. We have eternal life. This blessed assurance tells us that we can face the future with confidence. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. We can worship with joy and we can live with peace. And the words of this wonderful song can become our testimony. It says, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. What is your week going to look like this week? Is it going to be full of joy? Going to be full of worship? Is your heart filled with His song? His song. This is my story. This is my song. I pray that we can live each and every day resting in the certainty of God's love, standing firm in His promises, and rejoicing in His blessed assurance. What is your life built on? How firm is your foundation? The wise man builds his house upon the rock, upon Jesus Christ. Do you have the blessed assurance of knowing that Jesus is yours? Won't we all stand? We'll go once again to the Lord in prayer. We're going to prepare for a song of invitation. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind of gracious and loving Heavenly Father, again we come to You. We approach Your throne of grace today. We thank You so much for the peace that comes from knowing You. We thank You for the assurance of being able to lean on Your promises, trust in Your Word. Lord, we thank You so much for the assurance in the promise that You never change, that You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and the fact that You are holding on to me. No one can pluck me out of Your grip. Thank You for the assurance of knowing that if I were to leave this world today, that I would open my eyes in Your presence. Thank You for the words You gave to John so that we can know we have that eternal life. I pray that each and every one here knows they have that eternal life today. If not, Lord, just give them the strength and the courage and the wisdom to surrender their heart, their life to You even today. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. And amen.